It's going to be a few months before we see another horse, but life is never quiet. What are the priorities in the closed season, James? Is there something particular at the top of the agenda of the people here?
Well, lots go on. We kind of laugh and say some of it is catching up with the in-tray that happens while we were racing in the summer. Of course, Christmas is hugely busy for the wider team. On some of those big Saturday nights around Christmas, about 1,200 souls will be in with us celebrating Santa's imminent arrival. So that's a big task in itself. Of course, we do a review of each and every race day, each and every race, whether that's trying to see whether you want to be a furlong longer, whether you want to extend it by handicap band, what we might want to be doing in terms of arranging all the different little, we call them one percenters, the things that might make a little bit of a difference for the 2019 season. Those will be conversations around where are we going to put the bandstand as people arrive through to, do you think we need to paint that set of gates? And the answer is almost always yes to the latter bit. So the maintenance and the upkeep of the track takes a huge amount of time. Things like the big boilers. You need about a week to strip out a big boiler. So much like people get used to ocean liners going in for a refit and a clean down, we do that with each of the stands in succession over the winter months. And then you turn to the more fun bits, the planning. You're trying to work out, you know, which way some of the revenue streams are going to go to see if we can keep investing in prize money. You're talking to our feature sponsors, the likes of Skybet, about the first £1 million eBOR. Trying to see, looking forward to the day, hopefully, when the race rankings come out and we'll see where the Judd 1 International sits in terms of global rankings. We hope that'll be pretty strong given the renewal that had this year and Roaring Lion being such a stellar performer. So lots going on, some of it exciting, some of it a little bit more mundane. You've got to make sure 2019 is on the top of every piece of headed paper that you send out, the brochures, the website, the relentless beast that is social media and Twitter, and conversations like this help in that regard.
I see no builders, not with you this winter.
Well, we've got some fairly significant maintenance projects going on, as I said, stripping out of boilers. Perhaps some rooms that are a little bit more behind the scenes, a room that we would know as the steward's dining room. That's in turn for a refurb, so that's being done. Racegoers probably won't notice as they come into the eBOR stand, but we've got electric opening doors instead of the ones that used to blow open in that northerly breeze that we got come October. So little bits and pieces of stuff are always going on, some maintenance, some just those little 1% improvements. But you're right, we've not got a headline project as we had with the opening of the clock tower enclosure ahead of the 2018 season, the northern end in the last 3 or 4 years as well, for example.
Three final things. One, tickets are now on sale as early as you like. Book up for 2019.
Absolutely. Take advantage of the discounts for booking both in advance and an even further discount for booking in just groups of six or more. So in the days of MPVs, it's still only one carload. Car parking remains free. Booking through the website remains admin in charge free as well. So very much the place to ring in the diary any of those 18 days upcoming.
Two, delighted by the news of Albasti Equiworld coming on board further, having supported the Gymcrack for a few years and extending their sponsorship.
Yes, to back one group but two at York is hugely generous and supportive of Albasti Equiworld. To now be backing three is tremendous news. So the feature day of our opening festival this year, Thursday the 16th of May, will feature the Albasti Equiworld Dante Stakes. And for the older fillies, the Albasti Equiworld Middleton Stakes, a pair of Group 2s, both of them with six-figure prize money. Saxon Warrior, of course, was the star of the Dante this year, and 10 horses have done the Knavesmire Epsom Downs double. We will see who becomes possibly the 11th on the 16th of May.
And finally, inevitably, people will be thinking, I wonder who's coming to play. Is it now in James Brennan's in-tray, the whole question of artistes for 2019?
Yes, I wish I was a pop star, because their Christmas seems to start round about mid-November and go on until late January. So a little bit of a fallow period while we try and find our bands enjoying their Christmas. We will be making an announcement, we hope, as soon as we can into the new year. Those three dates now, the Saturday just at the end of June, and then Music Showcase weekend towards the end of July. So we still intend to go ahead with three music acts, but keep watching the website, keep signed into our various social media feeds, and you'll be amongst the first to know.
And a very happy Christmas from all of us at York Racecourse.